Listen, I'm not one of these Christians that like states this book is my God or anything like that. I do believe that it is written on behalf of people and prophets and stuff like that, and it has good moral just reasons for it to exist. I was like you. I was an atheist for a very long time. I had an experience, and I'm not going to go into that because, quite frankly, you won't believe me, and I don't care for you to do that. Quite frankly, but what I want to know is why you don't think that science and faith can't coexist. Because things like the Big Bang, for example,
they can obviously coexist.
What was discovered by a Catholic priest?
Yeah, doing science. In a universe, I want you to imagine this. In one universe, Christianity is never invented, like whatever. Christianity never happens, but they do science. In a different universe, nobody has ever done science, ever will do science, but they have the Bible. In which universe do they discover the Big Bang? This is an extraordinarily easy question.
Okay, well, of course, and I would say that you're right on that. But yeah, we don't have examples of that. We just have our one universe, and or at least what we know and live in and understand.
Yeah.
So you can say that there's theories about other universes, other things existed. What would be theoretical in this, that, and the other? But we don't have any of that. We have the one. The Big Bang was pretty much conceded by a Catholic priest. Therefore,
it was discovered by a scientist doing science. So religion and science can coexist.
But it was a Catholic priest, so therefore they can work symbiotically, can't they?
Okay, no, they can coexist, but they absolutely do not reinforce each other in any meaningful way at all.
But they don't contradict each other, though.
They absolutely do.
Well, and
Adam and Eve never existed. That's really bad for Christianity.
Okay, but you believe in allegory, though, don't you?
Yeah.
You can concede that. Let's say, for example, but because I'm a Christian, I believe in the New Testament, right? The relativism, like the relativeness of the Old Testament, it's not really too applicable to me. I believe in the words and the teachings of Jesus Christ.
If there was no sin, then what was the point of Jesus even existing?
Okay, but you can concede that sin exists, or is that moral relativism?
I don't believe in sin.
So everything's relative. Where's your moral compass come from?
Where does yours come from?
From our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
So, some guy?
No, God.
Okay, so God. So, do you talk to God?
Jesus Christ is God. He was God incarnate.
I've heard. So, do you talk to God and or Jesus?
I pray on my knees every day, yes.
I asked, do you talk to them?
I pray. Yeah, that basically prayer is me.
I'm gonna skip through several minutes.
What you're asking me is, do I hear anything back?
That's not really what I'm asking. I'm gonna skip through several minutes of agonizing torture and say that you have moral intuitions, like just hardwired within you because of biology and culture. You claim that the source of them is the Bible. Where I was trying to get was that book was written by people, and so you are taking the word of people for granted, and that this being some like revealed truth. But there's all kinds of things you do every single day that you have that the Bible is utterly useless for you to try to figure out what to do. And people who call themselves Christians have completely different views on things as you do. And so it's just literally your own moral intuition and whatever cultural influences. Like, for example, Do you think it's wrong to donate blood or organs? You gotta unmute yourself, he who dwells.
Do I think it's wrong to donate blood or organs? No, I don't know.
A lot of Christians do. Well, I don't know about a lot, but...
Yeah, but you have to understand...
And they get their morality from God. So, there you go.
Of course.
So, who's objective here? Who has the objective morality? You? Or, sorry, me? Christians? Or Christians?
Right, but what I'm not trying to say to you is that I have divine truth.
No, you don't.
I'm saying I don't have that.
I thought you said I do. I'm sorry.
No. I'm saying I don't have that.
Okay.
And I certainly don't within certain denominational things regarding Christians. Because actually, we fight each other more than atheists try and talk to us. And that we have a lot of problems with like Catholics versus Protestants and evangelicalists and all that sort of stuff. We can't really agree on scriptures.
So I've heard. So you don't have an objective moral source.
Well, listen. When you're talking about things like Adam and Eve, like I heard you talking to that Christian earlier, right? That doesn't represent Christians. I think it was very rude.
Well, duh. that guy was a total piece of shit.
and listen, I don't want that to represent Christians at all. I'm very placid in nature, and if you want to like destroy me on my arguments or anything like that, then very much feel free to do so. I have found faith in the Word of God, in the Bible, right? Not because I think it's this omnipotent thing. And when you say who wrote the Bible, well, who else do you expect to write it? Not man? Because who else would write it? Other than the inspired, it's the inspired Word of God through prophets. So, of course, it would be written by Matt.
That is the most hard-to-swallow claim I can think of, or among the most hard-to-swallow claims I can think of, and you're willing to believe it based merely on some books that nobody written by, nobody knows who, nobody knows when, doctored, nobody knows how many times.
Every book in the Bible tells you who it was written by. Every first five books are written by Moses, and then
people that study
So you're telling me that the New Testament, the book of Matthew, isn't written by Matthew, Luke, correct. Mark, John.
Correct, and the vast majority of serious scholars agree.
And all of Acts wasn't written by Paul.
No, Paul probably wrote it, but we don't know. We don't have any of Paul's original writings. So if I wanted to be the uber skeptic, I could say, well, we don't. I could say Paul is the equivalent of Socrates. But I don't do that. I agree that Paul wrote those stories, but we don't know specifically what Paul wrote. We have extremely good evidence of people adding stuff to Paul. Like in Timothy, there are these pretty sexist... It's either Timothy or Corinthians.
He wrote letters to churches. We don't have any of the letters. Right.
Yeah, we don't have any of the letters.
So where did they come from then?
They get copied multiple times.
So we don't have like the Septuagint. None of that's real. Because if you don't have the original one,
there's probably no such thing as the original one.
Well, because the Greek Septuagint was the translation from Hebrew to Greek, and that's where Paul's writings come from.
The Septuagint is the Greek Old Testament.
Yeah, I know it is.
Okay, well, Paul's writings don't come from the Greek Old Testament because Paul was born hundreds of years after the Septuagint was
written. Sorry. I wasn't specifically talking about Paul there. Sorry. I was talking about the Bible in general. So you're saying we don't have any of the letters from Paul at all? Original.
Correct. Like, we have letters that George Washington actually wrote. We don't have anything like that for anybody in the Bible at all.
So how did they get canonized then?
by, well, there were councils that decide, there were councils and meetings where people decided what would and what would not work.
So the Council of Nicaea didn't have the original Paul's lens.
Oh, I really doubt it. Like, for example, you know that Protestants have decided that certain books are canon that Catholics decide are not, right? Like,
yeah, I'm a Catholic, but I'm not Protestant.
Yeah, Protestant Bibles have more books in them than Catholic Bibles. So who's right?
No, it's the other way around. Catholics Sorry. Have 76 books. Catholics have Protestants have 66.
My mistake. Thank you.
I heard they have 66.6.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Burn.
So, anyways, yeah, we don't have the now. I'm not so to go back a little bit. I think Jesus existed. I think Paul existed. I do not think Moses existed. So I'm not claiming that this is like a, you know, Socrates level. Like, well, we really have no idea. But for the most part, that we don't know who wrote those stories or when. And with Paul, again, it's tricky because there are a lot of those letters that people really don't think Paul wrote them. And there are a lot of insertions in the ones we're pretty sure he wrote too that people are pretty sure didn't come from him. So that's yeah, the but you must broader get, point.
So surely you must concede, right, that, because most major historians all believe that Jesus existed, right?
Yeah, so do I.
We even have.
I believe Muhammad existed. I bet sure, you do too.
So do I. So do I.
Okay.
All major historians believe that Jesus existed. He was a real man. And like we have letters from Pontius Pilate. We have letters from Caiaphas, which was the head of the Pharisees that condemned him to death, all this sort of stuff. We have outside sources that were his enemies that all resonate with that, like, this really happened. His crucifixion really happened. It was a real thing. Less is written about Alexander the Great. Less is written about Genghis Khan, right? So when people say
yeah, but exist, at least for Alexander the Great, named so many cities after himself that some of them are still named that. He even named cities after his horse. There is a, yeah. I don't know if it's a stele or what do you call it when you just carve something onto a flat thing? I don't remember. But while he was conquering a city, they carved, they made the embossment or whatever on these stone walls of it. There were so many coins minted during his lifetime with his face on them that you can buy one for like less than $1,000 today, which is pretty extraordinary. We have the physical evidence. We have, so what I'm saying is we have contemporary stuff from the time of Alexander. We don't have that for Jesus.
Okay. Very interesting. But as a very smart man yourself, I follow your page and I appreciate what you do. I actually agree with a lot of the videos that you do. Can you concede, though, that Jesus Christ was a real man, as most historians do believe? Whether you believe he was the Son of God or not?
No,
that really happened. He was crucified and all that sort of stuff.
I have no problem with him being crucified as well.
However, for Christians, which I feel like you're so vehemently against, is there anything that Christ said in his teachings or in the gospel that you are so vehemently against? Because
abandon your family and come follow me.
No, okay. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Matthew 16, I think.
Are you gonna do the Trump thing where, like, he didn't say that, and if he said it, he didn't mean it, and if he meant it, well, then it is good that he said it, and I agree with it.
No, not. I'm not gonna do that at all. He was talking to his apostles. And he was saying, if you're going to come and follow me and be my disciples, you need to leave your families and put me above everything else. So, for example, like my wife, my children, I praise and love and adore them. But I do that in the knowledge that the reason I can do that is from God in Jesus Christ, in who I trust. So he is on the throne.
So, do you know who Jim Jones was?
Yeah, I don't like him.
The cult leader?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Okay, well, the psychology of Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, the life, abandon your family and come live with me, is exactly the same kind of stuff that any deranged cult leader would say. And people believe
stuff
like that.
Yeah, but Christ never asked him to do what Jim Jones asked him to do.
Okay, yeah, no, they never went to Guyana and started a compound. Yeah, if that's what you mean, sure. But, like, to abandon your family, I mean, like...
I think you're taking that text a little bit too literal, I think. Come on, listen, can you not see, right, that I understand science. I'm not saying the earth is flat or creationism is dumb or anything like that. I actually agree. I think they can work symbiotically. I think that faith and science can work symbiotically. Because when you talk about the Big Bang and stuff like that,
whilst
I said that it was it was founded by a Catholic priest, right? We also have to recognise that things like evolution is the observation of how things work, but not why. They never observe why. They can't answer why. They just observe how.
We know why
evolution happens, not in a teleological sense.
No, you know
sense.
How it works. You don't know why it works.
I guess I don't know what you mean by that. So what do you mean by that? Why are organisms capable of evolving? Is that what you're asking?
So what I mean exactly by this is you can measure using science, and you're a very capable man of this, much smarter than I am. You can measure and observe how adaptations work, right? You can see it, you can observe it, you can watch it, you can then learn and go, that's how this works. But you can never say why.
Yeah, but I don't know what you mean by why, because I think, based on what you just said, I think we actually do know why.
Yeah, go on.
Because of random mutations, genetic drift, recombination, plenty of things. We know how the DNA changes and what sorts of influences can change the genetic composition of a population. So that would be why. But maybe that's not what you mean.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, why is the mathematical because it's so congregated, it's so precise in how it all works.
No, it's incredibly wasteful.
No, I mean, what did that? I mean, why? You can observe how. Which is what I mean. You can observe how, but you can't observe why. Why did it start like that?
Accident? Okay, so does literally all of this go back? This is what happens all the time when I argue with people about things like this. They're like, well, science can't tell us how or why blank out. And then I explain, well, yes, it can.
No, I can tell you how.
And then it always goes back to, yeah, well, you don't know where the universe came from. So is that what you mean by we don't know why evolution happens? We don't know where the universe came from?
Well, I'm not being dismissive, but I totally understand and appreciate the scientific method, right? The scientific method is observation. Evolution is the observation of adaptation. We can do that. We have done that, and it's wonderful. And we have built the works marvel.
Such thing as adaptation.
However,
yeah, go on.
Science can never answer. Why
you keep saying that? I don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah, because you don't have an answer. Because the missing link, my friend, is God.
The missing link is God. The missing link is Homo heidelbergensis.
No, that's an observation of how, not why.
But I'm are you asking for the purpose of life essentially right now? And if so, why
I have no idea what the hell you're even trying to ask.
I'm asking why, not how.
Okay,
You can explain to me. You can explain to me how things work. I agree with how things work. I'm not disputing any of that. I'm asking the purpose for it.
What if there is no purpose?
Well, just a happy accident, is it?
It's not a happy accident. Things happen for a reason, but not for a purpose. Like, the ball falls to the ground. I can explain to you mathematically how that happens. I can also explain to you scientifically why that happens. I could invoke general relativity if I wanted. There, I have the answer. And then,
sure.
But does that tell you what's going to happen after you die? No. Does that tell you where the universe came from? No. But that's how we're talking about. So for evolution, I don't get what questions evolution doesn't answer that you're like saying is like a weakness or a problem or something for it.
Nor am I asking you for that. Right? I actually agree with all the scientific method. Right? I might be a bit of a Bible basher because I agree with the word and the morals and the stuff like that. However, I do recognize that there's allegory in there. Right? I understand this. I'm not stupid. Whilst I recognize scientific method is the observation of things over and over again that happen the same way, then you come to a theory and you go, right, this is how it happens because it constantly happens this way, right? That's how you test things. But that tells you how things happen. It doesn't tell you why things happen. So, for example, your DNA is so coded so precisely. You have a fingerprint that no one else in the world has ever had.
So?
Right? So what? So that's
and no just, two snowflakes are and you, no two it? Snowflakes are exactly alike. Does that mean that Frosty the Snowman was God's prophet? No.
No, it means that I experienced the beauty of God. Creation and what I can't understand because God exists out of time.
You skipped outside all of, time of and space. The steps to get to God in that argument. Human DNA
I'm not
is complex.
I'm genuinely trying to understand what you mean.
Same's bestie. Okay, do you think that? Okay, let me
I'm
ask.
Trying to understand not how. I'm trying to understand why, which science can't ever explain.
That fine if you but I still don't even know what you mean by that. If you mean what's the point of it all, then I agree that science is not prescriptive, it is descriptive, but there's nothing wrong with that, I would say.
Right, but you must concede that science describes how very well, and I agree with all of it. But it doesn't mean that faith and science are in opposition. They actually should work together because there's one question that neither of them can answer fundamentally, and that is not how, which you can do, but why.
You were taking a guess at it. Damn it. I was going to guess that you were going to say that.
But why? Yeah, but no one's been able to answer me why.
What?
You can't.
Well, here's my
stuff to me and go, this is how it works. Of course, I understand how it works, but tell me why it works.
Well, I have a question. Why should we concern ourselves with that at all?
Because I think it's the foundation and the fundamental question that most human beings have. Why are we here?
Good answer, I guess.
See, I'm not a religious nut. I like science. I appreciate what you do. But there's, I feel like science and faith, they battle each other, whereas I think they can sort of intercede. I don't think they have to be in rebellion of each other.
Again, I already said this. I think they can coexist, but I don't think that they reinforce each other really in any way.
And I think you run into issues if you try to do that, because let's say that you do try to tie science and religion, you know, together somehow, and you say, oh, well, it's, you know, it's true. We figured out all these things. Let's say the Big Bang and people trying to tie, you know, God separated the heavens from the earth and expanded it, whatever. I think that's in the Quran. Okay, let's say that we find something 100 years down the road that proves the Big Bang wrong. Everything we know now is incorrect. Well, that also throws that religion out the window, too. If we tie them together, you run into that problem. Religion is supposed to be a faith-based thing. It doesn't make sense to tie it to science doesn't work in absolutes.
Sure, I understand what you mean. We can talk in sort of platitudes and stuff like that. But if for example there was something to come out that was science based that totally went against my faith, I would concede.
I'm trying to get that, it. This is what that JD guy said. Yeah, I would have no problem with you killing my entire family. JD, somebody made an inspirational quote out of it, and so
I'm sorry
I was
for laughing over you.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to get it to pop up, but it wasn't. But when I do it this way, it cuts off a little bit. Well, he said it. And it's in my Discord.
Dude, that is beautiful. We got on that quick.
Yeah, shout out to Prophet Blue for making this, or the Inquisitor Prophet Blue. My bad.
That's great.
What's that called? Does that come? That's
that was
Bible
the guest
part,
right
is
before
it?
You.
It was. It, I asked the guest
yeah, the,
that came
the guy
up
who was in here
you.
Right before you joined. He said that.
Oh yeah, I wasn't keen on that fella. He was he claimed to be a Christian. That's not really how we conduct ourselves.
Yeah, no, he definitely was think. A Christian, but he was absolutely an alpha.
He was an alpha Christian. Yeah.
That quote. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Well, that's not in the teachings of Christ. We don't conduct ourselves like that. I don't think he represented our faith very well by doing that. But honestly, right? Listen, I'm not trying to have like a massive argument here or anything. I do believe in science. I recognise it, and I recognise the great work that has been done. Like I said earlier, that the entire scientific community has always been the observation of adaptation, but never how. How. Just never why.
Yeah,
why do these laws of physics exist? Why are they so particular in the way that they work? If they were like 1% out, none of this would exist. You know, it's so particular. It's not about how, it's about why. And that's what both parties can't answer. I would say the missing link there is God.
Okay, well, that's like unironically a God of the Gaps argument, which is fine with me. I mean, I don't know. Science. There have been all kinds of things that people have claimed historically science can't answer why, and then like science does figure it out, and then the God explanation just retreats farther back into something else, which nowadays is just like, why is universe? I don't know. Ha ha! Gotcha.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to look for a gotcha moment. I'm trying to look for the answers. So if there was an answer where you could totally concede and I would have to concede and go, right, I've got the answer as to why, not just how, I would draw back and that'd be that. But that's never, ever happened. Therefore, that missing link, I feel, is God.
That.
And no one can tell me otherwise until they disprove it.
Well, I don't want to play with you anymore then.